Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And you guys know what time it is. It's time for the weekend review. And while today, of course, is not going to be in that low budget category, this one's rumored to be somewhere in 150, 200 million range, budget-wise. This is kind of unique, though, because, well, let me just get to it. If you haven't guessed yet, I'm talking about Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings. And yes, it is a movie in that Marvel universe, which is a super mainstream movie, so not a small movie at all. However, this is probably one of the lesser-known characters that they have focused on. I mean, I guess Black Panther before that wasn't all that mainstream, but this is even further off the beaten path, I think. I mean, unless you're really deep into these comics. I was very curious to see how this would translate and if it would appeal to those casual fans the way that an Iron Man or Captain America would. And since we are moving into the next phase, which was wrapped up with, you know, the Avengers Endgame, this movie is pretty important since, you know, it takes place pretty much after those events. So what is this one about? Well, we start out centuries in the past, hundreds of years anyway, I'm not quite sure how long, but we're learning the origin of these rings. Well, not really the origin of the rings, but, you know, who had them, and a little bit about the legend of the rings, and, you know, these rings granted the holder, you know, like godlike strength and power, and also immortality. So, while that means, you know, he could pretty much do, you know, whatever he wanted, he chose to do what a lot of people do with power, and he was a bad guy, so he, you know, decided to take over the world, basically. So, we get some action, and we see how that came to pass over the years. We go all the way up to 1996, where he pretty much had accomplished everything he wanted, but he heard about this legend of Tai Lao, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this stuff correctly, but anyway, it's a small village, hidden in some location, has like some mystical creatures, and there's mysterious powers around there, so, you know, he wants to locate that and add that to his already massive empire. However, when he gets there, he finds the entrance is guarded by a woman who's like, you know, dude, you know, you need to go somewhere with that. And he's like, well, I'm coming in. She, you know, he does his little thing. She wasn't impressed by his rings at all. In fact, you know, she pretty much easily defeats him. But that was the beginning of actually their courtship. So we fast forward past that, and we find out, you know, he never really enters the place, but she decides to leave with him so that they could be together, and so she gives up all her powers, and she goes with him to live in his world, and they have two children, a boy and a girl, and yeah, at some point, the mother dies, and we see the father brutally training his son to be a killer, basically, not allowing the daughter to train, but just really focusing on his son, but secretly, she trains anyway on the side. His father sends him off on some mission, and then we fast forward to the present day, and we see Shang-Chi living a very modest life, working as a valet with his friend Katie. And one morning, they're riding a bus, and several men approach him, and they want this necklace that his mother gave him. You know, of course, he refuses, and a fight ensues, and after that, he realizes his father sent those men, and that now they'll be going after his sister, since she has a similar necklace that they're going to want. So, you know, he wants to find her and, you know, warn her. He hasn't seen her in all these years. So he finds his sister. However, his father's men finds her at the same time as well. And they're there, of course, like I said, to get that necklace. And that's where I'm going to stop. I don't want to keep going too much further from there. They end up getting reunited with the father. They find out what his goals are. Spoiler-free, but he needs to get back to Tai Lao. And this time he's going to enter it or else for a very specific reason, which I won't spoil. Shang-Chi and his sister do not agree, but, you know, are they even able to stop him? I mean, he's so powerful, and, you know, can they stop him from completing this mission? Now, what did the pros think? They came in at a very high 92%, which was surprising to me. I didn't think... For some reason, I figured it would score positively. I didn't think it would score that high. I just didn't think so. I don't know why. But, you know, I figured the audience would like it, but I didn't think they would like it this much. The audience score is currently sitting at 98% on the Rotten scale, and this is with over 500 verified scores, so that's a legit score. But more importantly, what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives, and I'll start with a small detail, and I'll work my way up. Now, if you're a veteran of my program, you already know I watch foreign movies. I've reviewed a few here, and, you know, I like to watch movies with the subtitles on and watch it in the original language so I can get, you know, the full translation and all that stuff. So subtitles and things like that don't bother me. But what stuck out to me, speaking of that, which is why I mentioned that, this is obviously, you know, Asian in origin, right? So the original language, I think it was Mandarin, I believe. So when they were back in time, I figured they would just narrate over that and just, you know, not really get into it. But they pretty much give us the, you know, Mandarin in subtitles for like the first 5 to 7 minutes of the movie. It's all, you know, in a foreign language, which I was very pleased about. So I figured they would, like I said, narrate it or make an excuse for them to speak English or something, but they didn't do that. So that really put me on notice that they weren't going halfway with this. They're actually trying to do an authentic thing. So they speak English when they should, and then they don't when they shouldn't be speaking English. They don't speak English. So it's a small detail, but it stuck out to me. Now, the chemistry between Shang-Chi and Katie was excellent. They actually felt like best friends that had known each other for years. And they didn't try to shoehorn or force any kind of romance or anything or subplot like that in here, which would have been out of place. They do a really good job with the origin story. They do jump around in the timeline to tell the story, which was a nice touch. So we go, you know, like I said, we start out in the past, then we jump up a little bit, then we jump all the way up to the present, then we go back to, like, the father's past, and we see the mother, and they kind of weave in and out until we get the whole story. And, that, I mean, that was really, like, the way they handled that. I mean, it would have been pretty basic. They could have really sandwiched all those pieces together and just put that at the beginning of the movie and then let it play out. And, you know, they could have shown all the origin and all the stuff they wanted to see at one time. And that would have just been way traditional. But I think the non-traditional way that they told the story was way better in the way they did it, because it kept you on the edge of your seat wondering when we would get the next flashback or the next piece of the story so we can kind of complete the past and see, you know, why, you know, characters were the way they were today and, you know, what happened in the past, because, you know, we keep getting these little pieces and then they'd stop. So that was a really cool way that they did that. I got to mention the action. The action is all very top-notch. I know I always say, like, the level of action is John Wick has, like, reset the scale action-wise. You know, obviously this isn't that type of movie, but, you know, the fight choreography and all that good stuff is very good. It kind of had that old-school kung fu feel to it. We don't get a whole bunch of jump cuts and stuff like that or weird camera angles to try to hide the people, which means they actually got people that can actually fight and knew the choreography. So, you know, everything's beautifully choreographed and, you know, and it looked really good. You could tell they really took some time in putting things together. Another thing the MCU does that, you know, DC has yet, you know, to, I mean, I don't even know why DC isn't just watching these movies and just copying exactly what they do. But anyway, they do a good job of making you feel like everything is connected, whether it be, you know, the movies or TV shows. I mean, and this is the same here. There are some surprising cameos by other characters in here. Now, I won't spoil who, but let me just say we get characters from The Avengers, from Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and right away you're probably thinking about who those characters are, and I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. You're not going to guess who the Iron Man character is. I know you're not going to guess that. And on a side note, and this is a little bit of a deeper point, this is how you do diversity right in Hollywood. This was authentic. They didn't whitewash it at all. We got cultural elements that were not necessary, but it would come up in everyday life for them, so we saw that. And they didn't waste a whole bunch of time explaining it either. There is one thing that's in here about someone had passed away, and there was some kind of, from what I gathered from it, because I can't even really explain it because they don't explain it to, they didn't explain it in the movie, I guess she gathers things to go to the grave and, like, leave things there. And she called it something. I don't remember the name of it. But it was just something that was in there. It didn't play any major role in the movie or the story. But it was just something that the character does. And it was authentic to their culture that, you know, we didn't need to see that. But it was there. So that was really cool. I really did like how they did that. It wasn't... you know, a lot of people think, you know, diversity means just throwing a black character in there just because, or making a character that was white, making that character black or another race or a woman or something like that. You don't have to do that. There are plenty of stories to tell, and leave it to a comic book movie to tell a different kind of story. So I hope people follow this trend and can see that, hey, there are other stories out there to tell, and, you know, you can tell different stories without, you know, having to force diversity in there. But anyway, I do have a couple of small, you know, nitpicks here. You know, I really wish this would have been rated R, because I feel like the action would have been amazing if they could have gone all the way there, like, you know, no restrictions like a John Wick, but I get it, it's MCU mainstream stuff, you can't go beyond a PG-13, and like every Marvel movie, of course, it's a little long. I mean, it's like 2 hours and 12 minutes or something like that. And I can really recall off the top of my head a couple of scenes I could have shaved down to get this under 2 hours. But again, these are small nitpicks and doesn't affect my enjoyment or your enjoyment for that matter of the movie in any way. So let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And oh yeah, if you can't tell, yes, 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 definitely I did. For me, I would put this one right at a 93% on the Rotten scale. And I have to say, this is now in my top 5 MCU movies. Not sure where I would put it yet as far as what the ranking is. But yeah, this is easily top 5. I'm going to need to think about where I want to put this in my ranking. But yeah, this is pretty much a perfect way on how you introduce a lesser-known character to the masses. You make the story interesting. It's not too heavy. Simple to follow with themes we can all relate to. There's a fun, charismatic hero. He has a friend that's funny and provides that comic relief, and they play off each other perfectly, and we can root for them. Plenty of well-choreographed action with satisfying ending that sets up the next phase of movies, and you look forward to seeing this character again. And yeah, oh yeah, there are 2 end credit scenes. You guys who, you know, are veterans of Marvel movies, you know they always put something in the end credits, but there's 2 here, so yeah, you're gonna need to stay for all the credits this time. And there are some important story pieces here. The first one deals with, like, right after the events of the movie. Again, you know, my spoiler free, I'm not going to talk about it. And then at the end of that, there's another piece that, you know, can expand on and kind of open to interpretation of where they might be going next. So, yeah, so definitely stay and check that out. But yeah, this is a no-brainer for MCU fans, obviously. Must-watch for action fans. And if you just want to watch a good movie with some positive things and messages with no, you know, real blood or anything like that, and I mean, this is another movie for that. I mean, unless you hate comic book movies or you don't like action, there really isn't any reason you shouldn't, like, go out and watch this one right away. And anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the support. Of course, up on all streaming platforms, so check me out. Spotify, Apple, Google, all that good stuff. also have a few social media pages, my Instagram, same name, Facebook, same name. And definitely, if you listen to me, go ahead and share those things out. Comment, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Again, definitely appreciate you guys. And I will be back again soon. I'm thinking about doing a themed show, which I haven't done in a while. Not sure what it's going to be, but I will be back again soon. So thanks again, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.